In 2016, I was in my second year as the editor-in-chief of The Whetstone, which is the independent student newspaper of Wesley College in Delaware. It doesn't exist anymore, but that's a story for another day. At The Whetstone, it was really just me and another student who ran the paper full-time. And despite our small staff, we told pretty good stories. It just didn't feel like a lot of people were reading us. So you can imagine how tickled I was when a student pitched drawing a cartoon for the paper. I'd never seen a cartoon in the Whetstone, and maybe this would, you know, get people to pick it up. So he submits his cartoon a few weeks later, and I remember looking at it on my phone thinking, this rubs me the wrong way, and I'll spare you guys the details, but let's just say it would rub other Black people the wrong way. It would rub women the wrong way. So I sent it to my paper's advisor, and expecting him to say something like, oh, there's no way we can publish this, but instead he said something along the lines of, oh, wow, that's weird. And I remember that he'd been telling me, you know, this is your paper, you can choose what goes in it and what doesn't. But at the time, I only had two journalism classes under my belt. That's what my journalism knowledge consisted of, including running the school newspaper. And I remembered learning that, you know, as journalists, we should be keeping our feelings out of it. And the Whetstone prided itself on being the student voice and representing different opinions. So how could I justify not publishing it? So I published it. It ran, or the paper printed, a couple weeks later. My best friend came to help me pass out copies around campus. And, of course, she saw the cartoon and said, you can't publish this. This is racist. This is sexist. And I said to her, you know, that's not the point. That's someone else's opinion. And so we started arguing, and I remember being frustrated that she couldn't see the First Amendment of it all. But it turned out that a lot of people felt the same way as my best friend. It didn't take long for the cartoon to hit social media. The number of retweets outnumbered like the number of kids who even went to Wesley. The comments were, you know, things like the paper should be retracted, or at least that issue, the funding for the Whetstone should be pulled, and me reading it and internalizing it all just felt like they were calling for my head on a spike. The Huffington Post ended up sliding in my DMs because they were writing about it and they wanted to comment. The Daily Mail ended up posting it on their Snapchat, and a couple weeks later, you know, local news trucks were on campus interviewing students. I remember texting my high school friend at the time, Benny. He's in the audience today. He was Morgan State's editor of their student newspaper at the time. So I asked him, you know, like, would you run this in your paper? And he said something along the lines of, hell no. And so I said to him, you know, shouldn't we be representing different opinions even if we don't like them? And he posed that question to his advisor, who told him, you know, it just wouldn't have been worth it. So I was feeling terrible, couldn't eat, woke up early to go cry in the Whetstone office because I didn't want to wake up my roommate with my ugly crying. And to make matters worse, the dean of the school called me into the office and said that, you know, the college's administration is actually being blamed for this cartoon because people don't seem to understand that, you know, we have no control over what goes in the paper. So we think we should hold a town hall so you can explain that to everyone, as well as hear their grievances. I promise you I'm not crying. My eyes are burning. So I agreed to it because it felt like, okay, yeah, taking responsibility for my actions in this way, cool. And the cartoonist was asked to speak as well. And my advisor at the time was like, okay, why don't you get up with the cartoonist so you guys can be on the same page about what you're going to say at this town hall. So I text the cartoonist saying just that. And he responds to me, we don't need to be on the same page. I was like, okay. April 25th, 2016 rolls around, a date I will never forget. I remember walking to the auditorium where the town hall was going to be held and feeling like I even said this out loud at the time. It feels like I'm walking to the electric chair. The auditorium was packed, and I was the first person to speak. So I tell the group much of what I said already, my explanation for printing it. And the audience reaction was like pretty quick. Thank you. The audience reaction was like pretty calm. Like, it made me think that there's a chance I can get through this and it won't be as bad as I think. But then it was the cartoonist's turn to speak. And he comes up to the mic and says, instead of me telling you all what I think, why don't you guys tell me what you think? And so they did. I thought of this analogy the other day. Imagine writing a story that everybody hates and you get locked in the room with everyone in the comments section. That is what it was like. The anger was clear. The speakers were passionate, and to be honest, I blocked a lot of it out. But I, you know, in preparation for this event, I went back and found that Huffington Post story to read what students were saying. And they said things like, you know, this cartoon was degrading. It hindered black people making progress on this campus because at the time, the sentiment felt like there was a divide between the white and black students at Wesley. So comments like that. And, you know, I stood there and took it all, and, you know, that felt like the thing to do, responsibility, and the cartoonist did as well. And I held it together, you know, didn't cry until the very end, and, you know, thankfully I was surrounded by, you know, friends and even professors who were supportive of me. But, you know, as the years went on, I grew a little ashamed of that decision, especially as I started to learn that not every opinion needs a platform. But, you know, I don't want to think of this anymore as something to be ashamed of. I want to think of this as a lesson learned, a lesson I can share with other people. According to the Society of Professional Journalists, we should be weighing the public's need for information against the potential harm that it can cause, and we should be compassionate toward those who may be impacted by our coverage. The cartoon wasn't particularly informative, and I didn't think about how it would make other people feel. So something to keep in mind, you know, as journalists, when we see something controversial or a little spicy, we might be quick to think about the page views and the clicks, and in my case, the amount of people that might pick up the paper because of it. But it's worth keeping in mind and asking yourself the question, is it worth it? Is it worth the potential harm that it can cause? Thank you.